Thank you for listening to the Print and Packaging Lab, powered by PIA Mid-America. We are a regional trade association focused on helping print and packaging companies grow, connect, and succeed. Today's deep dive focuses on a challenge nearly every company is facing: finding and developing talent. But this conversation goes beyond workforce shortages and hiring struggles. The jobs themselves are changing.
Before we begin, we experienced a technical issue during the opening few minutes of this recording. Rather than recreate the discussion, we wanted to provide a brief summary of what was covered. Janie and Jessica begin by exploring how workforce conversations in print and packaging often focus on labor shortages and compensation, while overlooking a broader shift taking place across the industry. Jobs themselves are evolving. Today's press operators are often expected to troubleshoot workflows, communicate across departments, and work with increasing levels of technology. Customer service teams need greater technical knowledge. Sales professionals need a stronger understanding of production capabilities and operational realities. The discussion introduces a theme that continues throughout the episode. Success isn't simply about finding people to fill positions. It's about developing adaptable employees who can work effectively across functions and contribute throughout the organization. With that context in mind, let's join the conversation already in progress.
Right. And sometimes that further development is in IT language and computer language, because the presses themselves are so much more advanced than they were when I got into the industry. Even, you know, you're working with variable data, and some shops are operating where a job comes in through a portal, and the portal does all this magic stuff in the background to impose several pieces up together. It's really cool. And so the operator, which I think is probably an outdated term now, we need to probably start transitioning that to technician, because they are doing so much more than just putting ink on paper.
Yes, exactly.
When someone new is introduced to print production, what's the moment that you usually see things click for them?
This is a rather kind of easy question for me, I think, because we've been on a couple of tours with students. And, you know, you can explain to them what it is, right? But it's not until they actually see a press running, or they see the finishing line. Like when they start seeing the foil and the folding and even wide format printing out these huge signs, I think their eyes just kind of like, oh, I didn't really understand what was happening here. So that's when it clicked to them, and you hear a lot of, oh, this is cool, right? Yeah. But they didn't realize how technical it really was, because they're used to working or seeing only like their campus printer, you know? And so they don't realize that all this is happening on the production floor, and they come in thinking that it's one thing, and then they actually realize, okay, there's creativity happening here. There's some engineering, logistics. Like, you have to be a craftsman to get into this industry and fully understand it from beginning to end. And, you know, I saw the students' eyes kind of light up when they see that, because it's like, oh, I get it now. Yeah. And it's like, yes, remember those things I was explaining to you about things in the grocery store and all of the packaging that you receive from Amazon and such? All that, somebody has to put all those pieces together, but it's not until they're on the production floor that they actually say, oh, got it. That makes sense to me now. And I think that that's where it clicks for them.
Yeah. It is such a cool moment to see the facial expression go from, oh my gosh, what am I looking at, to, this is so neat and so exciting and something I could see myself doing. It's a really special moment to be part of those tours and presentations.
Yeah, it really is.
Do you think that one of the biggest challenges facing our industry is simply that people don't know what modern print looks like anymore?
Yeah, I think it's actually the biggest. You know, people can't pursue these opportunities if they've never been exposed to them. And that goes back into the schools, right? If they're not exposed to print, they don't know what it really means. And if, again, like I said before, if they're only used to their copy room or an inkjet in their house, something small, how are they going to even think about this as a career? Yeah. If they're seeing that, they're like, wait, I don't understand how that goes to this. And I think that th- a way that we really bring that to play is that people in the industry need to talk to people outside of the industry about what's happening. I feel like we've been kind of a silent industry for a long time. People don't really know what we do until they're on the production floor. So I think that there's that gap where people are interested because they don't really know what the careers look like. They don't even realize that those types of careers are real. And basically the awareness just isn't there.
Yeah.
And I think I think we need to do more of like bringing students to work day, or whenever somebody in the industry is talking to a friend about a project that they finished, talking to them about, you know, that thing at the grocery store. Yeah, I helped print that.
Yeah, or, yeah.
You know, that came through our shop. And then it kind of hits, right? Like, oh, okay. Y'all printed those chocolate boxes. Got it. Right. But it really has to be grassroots. Our industry needs to get out of the shadows and more on the forefront and start letting people see what's actually out there. And then at that point, they can decide for themselves if this is a industry that they should get into.
Yeah, I think that's such a great point. You know, even back when I was in school, and I feel like I'm dating myself a little bit, but we're okay with that. But I was on your book. And so I was exposed to those principles of graphic design and imposition, and then what was going to happen with the finished product. Prior to that, you know, other schools had printing programs and vocational programs. So print was presented as a career option. And I think we're coming back around to trades taking more of a place in our society. But we're the print industry who is quiet and camouflaged and not necessarily out there repairing your AC in your home. I think you're absolutely right for our industry to talk about it with their social circles. You know, really become that champion, that cheerleader, that ambassador that says, this is what print is, and this is the career that's possible. And if one parent hears about it and says, oh, my kid's so mechanically inclined and is curious in the arts, et cetera, that's how it happens. That's how we foster our workforce growth.
Yeah.
One thing we've talked about internally is that professional development isn't always about massive transformation. It's not getting a degree, getting a certification, getting a big endeavorous project completed or learning initiative completed. Sometimes it's one idea that changes how someone approaches their work. Why do you think this matters so much in our industry in the times that we're living in now?
Well, I think that we do have a tendency to think that if we're doing development, it means that we need to have some big certification or a degree or some type of formal program, like you mentioned. Sometimes the shift, though, can come as easily as reading an article in our advisor magazine.
Right.
Right. It could be something that you read an advisor and then now you implement it into your job. I know that we recently had a piece in advisor about email signatures and how that affects credibility in sales conversations. So yeah. I think that you wrote that article and, you know, put that in there. But it's those little small things that if a CSR or a sales rep took that, then now they're emails and their quotes are perceived as more serious. You know, they're actually like, okay, this is coming from a legitimate company, and that little email signature can change their thought on your organization.
Right.
So I think it does, you know, I think it does take into effect. And like at the Print University, we also have color management content. That content alone can help with reprints and real dollars going in and out of shops. And if our members, you know, allow their employees to go in and take these courses, you never know what little tidbits of things they could find that then are going to help them within their job. I think also if they're doing these type of personal developments, then it builds confidence in their jobs. It's going to help reduce mistakes. And, you know, over time, that's going to compound. So yeah. The more confident you are, the more reading you're doing about things in the industry, the more videos you're watching from the Print University and Mid-America U, then I feel like your employees are just going to feel that much better. And it also creates a type of culture within an organization, knowing that you offer these types of learning programs and personal development within the organization.
Yeah. Well, and I love that you're bringing up our Mid-America EU platform and the Print University series and the library of reports and tools that we have out there on there. All of those things are easily digestible over a lunch break. Many of those Print University classes are under 20 minutes and can really impact how someone's doing their job the next day because they're thinking more thoughtfully about color management, thinking more thoughtfully about why something is laid out the way it's laid out and how that might affect bindery down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, yesterday I was at a member and one of the things we were talking about was mentorship and how this individual learned from others on the shop floor, you know, at the presses. And I think that we have a little less time to do that these days. I appreciate those who are taking time to educate and share knowledge. But things like Mid-America U and the Print University series and our advisor articles are a way to get a leg up, to understand what you don't know so that you can ask the right questions.
Yes. And we have all the tools available as a member. You know, you're able to access those and your whole organization is able to access those with PIA Mid-America is that we're making those resources available.
Yeah, I love it. My background is a lot in consumer behavior and organizational behavior. And I know that you have honed into that as well. What happens inside of an organization when leaders encourage curiosity and learning instead of just task completion?
You know, I think it's that communication gets better. I think, and it sounds simple, right? But actually communication is everything. If people understand why they're doing something, and I feel like they would communicate more clearly with the next person within the workflow, right? So if yeah. I know what I need to do, but I also know what the next person needs to do, has to do, then because I understand the whole workflow, then I can say where I'm at and where it needs to be to get to the next thing. So let's just say if a CSR understands their finishing limitations, like I said before, then that work order might be written a little bit differently because they understand what their limitations are and they're not trying to overpromise and underdeliver, or they don't do that, right? Because they know what they're really actually able to do. And I think if a sales rep, if they understand the whole process, they're going to write better quotes.
Right.
Right. They're going to really be able to talk to the customer and say, we could do this. We can't do that, but maybe we could do this instead and find those alternatives so that you don't lose the sale because the customer was looking for this specific thing. But now you know that you're able to do the alternative and still be able to get the sale.
Yeah.
But that salesperson has to understand it.
Right. And you might be providing a better service at a lower cost, potentially, depending on how you're doing it. I agree. I think, you know, that why conversation can be really meaningful. And this is such a basic example, but I've been working a lot on some safety things this week. If you tell someone that they can't wear their long hair down when they're working at a machine and that's it, they don't necessarily understand that the reason why they can't wear their long hair down is because it could get caught and really cause
a safety hazard.
Injury, right? Yeah. So I'm more inclined to not wear my jewelry, not wear a baggy shirt, to put my hair back, knowing the reason why is my own personal safety. And it's such a simple example, but I think all of us, if we just think about it a little bit, we're more inclined to do something when we understand the why behind it and what the impact is when we don't.
And, you know, also on the culture side, I feel like people feel more invested in. They feel like, okay, I didn't get this raise, but they're allowing me to take these webinars for personal development. They're allowing me to, you know, they're taking time to explain things to me. So I'm growing within this company. Then that raise doesn't feel so, not getting that raise doesn't feel so hard because you're not staying stuck. You're actually learning and engaging. And we're seeing that more and more, I feel like, in organizations where people just want to learn. They want to know more. They want to know that their managers care about them. And then they start building teams that actually want to be there. You start seeing lower turnover rates. Fewer mistakes are happening because people are learning.
Right.
And then, you know, people are thinking about the overall job, not just executing their one little portion.
Yeah. Jessica, I think that's such a great point to make about culture and teams. And people have different motivations. It's not always a financial motivation to get up and get out of bed and come to work. Clearly, it's part of it. But also finding fulfillment and that personal development and knowing that the organization is willing to invest in them professionally to be able to grow, I think is really meaningful. And you hit it on the head. Earlier, we talked a little bit about the word operator and technician. I think there's a modernization that probably needs to happen in our industry's job titles and even descriptions that can have an impact on workforce development. As soon as somebody's gotten exposed to the print industry and all the exciting things and they've had that wow moment in the shop, they look at the job description and it reads like a very task-oriented,
non-modern, non-technical.
Yeah. Yes. What do you think we should be thinking about when we're writing or rewriting our job descriptions and titles to attract workforce?
Well, I know that AI is a big topic of conversation within a lot of industries. And so I think that the print industry definitely has to start looking at what are the AI things that are already currently happening within our organization that we're already utilizing and adding some of those descriptions within the job descriptions, because I think that that's going to draw a different type of workforce. It's going to be a workforce that's more technical, that can think a little bit more creatively, that has some experience with AI. And I'm not just talking about, oh, I've put a prompt in ChatGPT and I know what I'm doing here, but it does become a technical position to understand some of the softwares that are being utilized in the print industry. So I think that that's very important to kind of start looking at that and implementing that in job descriptions.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned that and mentioned AI in particular. For us in our industry, we see that a lot more than just a prompt, right? It's helping to regulate maintenance, helping to identify problems in advance, helping the production process become more automated. That is part of AI too, and understanding those tools and what is happening and how to respond to the information you're getting. To think critically, because it's not always a maintenance issue that maybe the automated unit is thinking about, but something else that the technician can see that's really causing the problem. So I love that you brought up AI into this conversation. And you caught me just now about to say operator. And I think it's really technician. And so that's part of the language too. You and I were at an Apprentice Day event a couple of weeks ago, and we got to listen to a global brand talk about their maintenance techs. And I think the language that we were hearing was similar to what our operators and teams are doing in our production facilities. But man, it sounded so exciting to go work on the floor, the way that they were presenting their task and what they were doing. I thought that was really cool.
Yes. Yeah. I really enjoyed that conversation. I'm glad we got to sit in that and kind of see what other industries, how they're talking about their jobs and giving us kind of that we need to get out of the old school mode and we need to start getting up with the times. And what are these students that are graduating really interested in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fascinating to hear. I mean, one or two said, what's the pay? What's the pay? What's the pay? But many of them in the room were asking, well, what does my day-to-day look like? Like, what are the advancement pathways? Do you do additional training? It was a really cool conversation to be part of. I'm glad we were there for that. And I think that's probably a good transition to us wrapping up. One thing that you and I and Teresa and everyone at PIA has been working on passionately is building more structured vocational pathways into print production. I know it's been a project that we've been pouring over for the last year, and I think we're at the finish line. Can you give us a quick overview of what we've been developing from a vocational training standpoint?
Absolutely. This is something that, you know, I've been genuinely excited about for the past 3 years now to develop and actually, you know, see it grow legs and start walking is really exciting. It's a pathway that's going to give people a structured way into print production. You're going to see things like foundational production concepts, workflow awareness, technical and operational skills that actual production environments require. And so our goal is not just to fill seats here. So it is to give people that might be interested in considering this as an industry, as a job, to prepare them and give them a real understanding of what they're walking into before they walk into it. And, you know, sometimes the biggest challenge, honestly, is going to be exposure, right? So if people don't know that we're out there and this is available, even our members, if they have young employees that started that need this type of vocational training to kick them off on their career, they may not know that this is available. So we're really trying to kind of bring that together in a structured pathway with online courses. It's going to really be a way to be able to just kind of show what the print industry is about and show them the jobs that are available. And all of the courses are going to be kind of that starter point before they get onto the on-the-job training and hands-on part of it.
Yeah. You know, I'm really excited about it. And it's different than what we have on Mid-America U. We're still going through some of those foundational courses, but it is also instructor-led. There's project-based work. There's discussion groups that are going to be happening. And so it is a more well-rounded, structured 8 to 12 week program that is really going to provide meaningful training and knowledge and I think also some relationship building too.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your hard work. We love having you as part of PIA Mid-America. And thank you for our conversation today.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Print and Packaging Lab podcast powered by PIA Mid-America. Contact us to learn more about membership and for access to this and other content made for the printing and packaging industry. Get in touch by emailing us at info@piamidam.org.